Monsieur le Président.
Mr. Chairman, I would also like to come back to the issue of the applicability of international humanitarian law. As France sees it, the applicability of IHL to space is absolutely essential. France recognizes the full application or applicability of IHL in space. I have, of course, listened carefully to what was said by my colleague from China, and I am somewhat surprised by those remarks because the applicability of IHL to space absolutely does not mean that we are accepting the notion of conflict in space. We are surprised to hear some delegations indicating the view that the threat of force or resort to force may extend to space, and if this is not possible, then IHL would not be relevant. Such a link would be a retrograde step and an unprecedented weakening of the whole corpus of international humanitarian law. I should also recall that Article 3 of the 1967 treaty provides that activities of states should be carried out pursuant to international law. Refusing or denying the applicability of IHL to space would therefore be tantamount to a violation of the 1967 Space Treaty. Therefore, as we see it, the issue is clear-cut. IHL applies, and that is not tantamount to accepting the notion of conflict in space. On the contrary, we would do our utmost to avoid such a situation. I think that is why we find ourselves here today, endeavoring to put in place rules for responsible behaviors to avoid miscalculations and avoid the risk of escalation. I would also like to dwell on another area of discussion that took place yesterday since, and to clarify a position, since yesterday I took the floor to evoke the impossibility of defining a weapon in space. I think there might have been some misunderstanding, and I would like to make myself crystal clear here. In reaction to my statement delivered yesterday, the Russian Federation, if I may say so, adopted a somewhat absurd line of reasoning, suggesting that any launching of a satellite would be tantamount to placing a weapon in space. That is certainly not what we were trying to say. I would note, moreover, that Ms. Cassandra Steer, the panelist this morning, herself evoked the difficulty of defining a weapon in space. So I would like to clarify that what I was trying to say was that any object could be used as a weapon. In other words, any object could be used for hostile or threatening purposes. That means that if we prohibit certain capabilities, states will therefore use other objects to give rise to the same effects. And that is particularly true in space, where technological development is rapid. On the other hand, if we prohibit an effect rather than a capability, for example, if we prohibit the destruction of satellites giving rise to debris, or if we prohibit scrambling or interference, if that could give rise to fatalities on the Earth, be the civilian or military. Here we are prohibiting an effect. Technological developments would not enable any reversal of that achievement, and we would be avoiding any way of bypassing this rule by using one means instead of another. Prohibiting the means, it is possible to skirt around the prohibitions, but if we prohibit the effect, we avoid such possibilities, and we avoid the possibility of technological development annulling our efforts here. I hope my position is now clearer, and that we will avoid any further misinterpretation. I thank you.